let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am the aforementioned Danny Milliken, here to talk gardening with you, assist you in getting your questions answered. I got Diane Bolanowski with me from Warren Southern Gardens. Hey, Diane.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. So, yeah, this show is all about just helping you get some good gardening advice, helping you take that next step in your gardening game. Maybe it's your first step. Maybe you're a gardening newbie. Maybe you're a gardening guru. And you're like, oh, I'm a gardening guru, but I did it in, you know, Missouri, and it's a little bit different here. Sometimes that's pretty common, right, Diane?
Yes, very, very common.
A lot of transplants.
It's very different all over the country.
Absolutely. And we can kind of boast this gardening advice skills because we've harnessed the power of multiple experts like Diane here. Diane's from Warren Southern Gardens. We have experts that come in from Buchanan's Native Plants, Enchanted Forest, and Enchanted Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, and Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. So kind of covering the whole city with gardening advice. And it's great news because we got Diane here today. Diane, oh my gosh, what's up?
Wow. Well, there's a lot. I haven't talked to you in a while. We chatted a little bit, but we're just getting ready for spring. I know everyone thinks it's crazy because we're in the throes of winter, kind of.
We're going to
get cold again next week for a little bit. But we're gearing up for spring. We brought in some beautiful big trees, shade trees, and we're getting tons of houseplants in and a little bit of color, spring color starting to roll in. So we're getting excited.
Yeah, that is one of my actually things to ask you today is, you know, as we like plan for spring, it kind of feels like some of the plants are thinking it's spring.
Yeah. You know, with our funny weather that we have here, plants get a little confused. So that's pretty normal for us.
Yeah. And so it's just, you know, a matter of not overreacting to that, not being like, oh, my gosh, blah, 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 because we're not really into spring yet.
No. And one really important thing that, you know, time kind of gets away from you. I know I had a lot of gardening plans for the holidays.
For sure.
And I didn't, you know, I got to a few, but not a lot. So it's really time for cleanup. It's really time for, you know, planning, you know, amending your soil, just kind of getting all your ducks in a row, making sure, you know, you've cleaned up your garden, getting all the, you know, extra debris out. Those types of things are, you know, the first step.
Absolutely. And that's what we have in the docket for today is talking about cleanup, preparation, and planning. So what are the things that you should be doing now while the weather is extremely nice to be outside to really get yourself to where you're going to be able to start run full bore when it is tomato time, when it is pepper time, when it is, you know, planting time. So that's kind of what we're going to be focused on is what to do now. And, you know, we love taking your live calls, 713-572-4610. And we'd love to hear from you. Anybody out there, if you got a gardening question, I promise you, Diane promises you that somebody else has your gardening question. We've yet to be like, huh, no one else would ever have that question. Right, Diane? It's kind of like, yes, of, you know, great thought.
That's very true. Don't be afraid to ask your question. There's, you know, it doesn't matter how long you've been gardening or how long you've, you know, been in the industry if you're a professional. You can never learn it all. And just like you said, I've worked in different regions of Texas, and it's very different within Texas. Mm. So don't be embarrassed, you know, especially if you've moved from out of state. Our gardening challenges and, you know, are very different.
You know,
you know, those.
That's absolutely true. And if you are embarrassed, you know, just give us a fake name.
You know? That's true.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Your name's Bill and you're embarrassed. Be like, hey, this is Gerardo. We don't know. We don't know. Well, 713-572-4610. Diane will be with us for this whole hour, and then Zach Buchanan will come in. We are Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. Naturesway Resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes.
January might not seem like a busy month, but it is. It's time to plant seed potatoes, onion sets, and fruit trees. And speaking of fruit trees, John Panzarella will be here next weekend.
Local expert John Panzarella has been growing citrus and other fruit trees in his Lake Jackson garden for over 25 years and will share many experiences to help you achieve success as you start out or continue your fruit growing adventure.
Come on out and learn. We've got a great lineup of Saturday seminars for 2020. Our spring calendar, as well as all of our list of vegetables, herbs, fruit trees, and roses are on our website at www.myenchanted.com. Also follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Now is also a great time of year to prep your garden for your spring plants. Always add compost and microlife before starting a fresh garden. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugar Land and Greenwood. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Cinco Ranch and Fulshear.
And now back to Diane and Danny.
713-572-4610. Diane and Danny are here. Right, Diane, we're here?
Yes, we are here. Yeah, I always get excited about fruit tree season. That's one thing I always look forward to. And I love John Panzarella.
Absolutely.
If you've never heard him, he's fantastic.
Everything I know about grafting is from John Panzarella. He's an amazing teacher when it comes to the fruit tree stuff. You know, doer also, but man, if you want to learn how to graft, that's a guy to look up and find out where he's teaching next, because he does a great job grafting.
And he lets you taste his fruit, which we love. That's always very fun.
Yeah, that is always fun. That is interesting, though, because I guess I say that, but maybe kind of explain what grafting is.
Oh, thanks. It's when you take the bud union of two trees. You're going to take you're going to make a graft on a tree that is very tough. So you're going to use a very tough rootstock. Sometimes maybe the fruit doesn't taste good, but it's very productive. Mm. It's got, you know, cold hardiness and so forth. And then you'll take a part of another tree and you graft the two together. And usually that tree is going to be something that produces a very good, good tasting fruit, has other qualities, is very productive. So you graft the two together. There's various different ways you can do it. You can use grafting tape. I've tried a few different ways. I haven't been wildly successful. Maybe you can add a few tips in, but it's really kind of something. I'm very visual. I have to explain something to someone, and I have to do it, and show them visually.
Yeah, I think it is one of those tasks too, because there's so many minute details that really, where you're describing a new word to somebody and a new action at the same time, and it's got to be shown. So I always encourage people just to go to a grafting class.
Yeah, and it's really fun, and just the idea of doing it is exciting. Did things with, like the Mighty Mados, which are, they take the rootstock of a very tough, tomato, and then, we'll graft it onto another tomato that tastes especially good or is very productive or, those were really popular for a while.
That's awesome. I haven't heard of that. That's really cool. The Mighty Mado.
Yes, they tried it with potatoes and tomatoes because, you know, they're in the same family. And that was interesting.
I never
tried those.
So in theory, you'd get the potato harvest from the soil and a tomato harvest above the ground.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And if you've ever grown the old fashioned tomatoes, you know that, you know, we call them potato foliage tomatoes.
Right.
Well,
that's awesome. 713-572-4610. As mentioned, we're a live radio show. We'd love to hear your question. 713-572-4610. But that's not the only way to connect with us. We also have an excellent website, homeshowgardenpros.com, on which there's a couple features, loads of great content and videos. So if you're a person that does want to learn more about gardening and wants to do it in 2-minute clips, we got a great setup of a bunch of different awesome how-to videos, tip sheets, answering questions on there. Another button is the Ask a Pro button. You hit that button, and it sends a question to us, and you'll get an answer for that question. There's also a Listen Now button. So if you're not online or you're trying to talk to somebody about the show, and they're like, well, I can't get to the radio, there's a Listen Now button on our website that you can listen 24/7 to this show. Like next week will be this show and last week's show. So that's just homeshowgardenpros.com. A lot of good things happening. We do answer an email question every single week. And so keep your questions rolling in. We love answering those, love helping you out. But Diane, you ready to answer the email question of the week?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So this one to me seems simple. I usually don't give this preface, but it seems simple. But really, there's a wealth of details underneath it. Okay, you ready?
All right.
So this question's from Peter. Peter asks, I still have grapefruits on my tree. Shouldn't they be ripe by now?
Okay. Well, okay. Hey, Peter. not necessarily. You know, we talk about how we have fluctuations in our weather and how, you know, plants get confused. Sometimes, especially grapefruits, they may take longer. Mm-hmm. To develop. I've had mandarins that have taken really, really long time to develop. It really depends on when they were in blossom, too. If you had, you know, late blossoming, it may take a lot longer. Mm. It depends on the size. You might want to check one of them. Are they full size? Does there seem to be anything unusual about them? I always check at least one of the fruits just to see how the development is going. Usually, you know, there's not an issue, but sometimes it just takes longer to develop. We've, you know, had fluctuations in weather. I do know that my tangerines were just out of this world this year, and I left them on during our little cold spell. And, you know, they were really, really good. Mm. But my fruit actually tends to take a little bit longer, it seems like, than, you know, when most people are harvesting theirs.
Than the book.
What do you think, Danny?
I mean, you mentioned testing it. And mm-hmm. by that, do you just mean kind of like taking it down and tasting it?
Yeah, taking at least one fruit off and seeing what's happening.
And that sounds like a potentially pleasurable activity as well.
Yes.
I love grapefruits. The kind of one thing that I think, Diane, maybe in that advice is important for people to remember, too, that there are different varieties of fruits, and some of them will harvest earlier than other ones. So, like, you know, some of the grapefruits will put on and make a lot earlier than other ones. So, but I'm going to advise them. We advise you, Peter, to take one down, taste it. If it tastes like grapefruit, and it's sweet and good, hey, they're ripe. If not, you know, wait a little bit. So,
yeah, just in my experience, it just fluctuates. It just depends on the fruit and the variety.
Each yard, you got a relationship with your own tree, and just remember that
it has been a good year for citrus,
Absolutely.
Though. Very good year
for sure. Yeah, we have definitely been enjoying oranges. Satsumas are my favorite citrus. When it comes to if someone's going to pick one, it's like pick one you're going to eat and can eat a lot of. But
yeah,
great year for lemons.
I love
too.
Tangerines.
Oh, yes. Yes. Definitely tangerine. Yum, 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 yum. Okay. Yes. So, yeah, Peter, hope that helps out. If you're listening, hope you got some answers on how to do that. So we love answering your questions. That is what we do here. 713-572-4610. As we phase into this early spring, kind of end of winter, or maybe middle of winter, we'll see. You got a lot of prep to do. There's equipment prep, bed prep for veggies, cleaning up annual or native beds. There's a lot to do, and we're going to explore a lot of those things later on the show. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
It's time to prep and till your soil for spring. Hello, friends. Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. We have tools that'll make your dirt work easier. Bring home a Steel or Echo garden tiller to finish big jobs in a hurry. Toss your broken, dull tools, start new, and pick from our expansive wall of garden tools. Come visit Southwest Fertilizer. We've got everything to get you ready for spring. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is here to answer your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. I want to talk a little bit about micro life. As we get ready for summer, nothing is more important than kind of activating your soil, making sure your soil's got the minerals it needs, the life it needs, and the food for that life. That's really what micro life is. Our soils need to be rich and diverse to have healthy, healthy plants. That's why we always talk about your roots on the show. Always want you to consider maybe improving your gardening game by improving the root area. MicroLife does a great job of that. It not only adds more microbes to your soil, more living things, but also the food to nourish them and nourish the rest of it. On top of that, they have so many great products that do so many cool things. One of my favorite ones that they have, because I love growing vegetables, is the MicroLife Vegetables and Flowers 846. Great thing to add anytime you're planting new veggies or seeding something. Just if you're seeding it, just sprinkle it down on top of what you just seeded before you mulch it with your leaves or pine needles. And if you're planting new ones, just put some in the hole and some around the hole. Not too much. A lot of it goes a long way. And the great thing is you cannot burn your plants with it because it's perfectly safe. I also a big fan of their liquids. Man, their liquids to me are just so easy to put out, so easy to use, and they work so well. So if I'm looking to green up a plant to do overall health, I do super seaweed. If I'm dealing with pretty much any pest, I use molasses first to deal with that pest because it can both improve the soil and most pest bugs do not like it. And then also I'm a big fan of the liquid humates for improving soil. If you got a drainage spot or a trouble spot, doing that liquid humates or humates plus off the bat, first thing, that's going to really help you out to overcome those trouble spots. MicroLife will not burn your plants. It is totally safe to use around you, your kids, and your pets. How big of a deal is that? You can do this, get these great results from something that's perfectly safe for you and your pets. Their slogan is healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people, and I just love that. So if you're looking a place to find it, you can go to any of your Home Show Garden Pro locations, or you can check out their website, microlifefertilizer.com. Diane, you use MicroLife?
Oh, I love MicroLife. And speaking of that, we've got MicroLife, Greg Cooper's MicroLife coming on February 1st. So he's going to talk about soil prep. And it's going to be kind of fun. It's Going Organic Mythbusters 101.
Yes. Love Mythbusters.
So
that's great.
We're real excited about having him because, yes, we love MicroLife. Liquid seaweed, you know, is one of my very
Absolutely.
Favorite go-tos. And the humates are fantastic as
actually,
well.
Actually, I came in there and you guys, I filled up my container of the 846 with y'all's refillable setup.
Yes, and that's the coolest thing. So a lot of times, you know, I use the MicroLife on my lawn, the 624, so, you know, we have the big bags. But for smaller projects, we've got the refillable totes, and we refill them at a lesser cost.
Yep, it's
so
nice.
Those are great.
Save a little money and get the same exact product, and, hey, don't have to throw away the container. So pretty
exactly.
Awesome stuff. Well, 713-572-4610. Love to hear from you. I got a lot of questions for Diane. So if you want to get your question in, give us a call. Again, that number is 713-572-4610. Okay, Diane, it's January 18th. A month from now, we can be like, it is straight up spring.
Right.
Or less, I guess, huh? Less than that.
Yeah, you know, it's always funny. We might get a little cold snap, but really they're predicting that we're going to have this little cold snap this week, and it looks like some pretty warm weather is on the way. Of course, we say that, you know, we live in Texas, so we know.
Right.
But yes, truly, we think of spring, you know, end of January, beginning of February. That's when we sort of kick things off and get underway. So, I mean, we've got bare root daylilies coming. We've got bare root hostas. There's a lot of things that you can plant, you know, when we're still having some pretty chilly weather. So you can get a lot of projects underway. I love growing potatoes, too. We just got potatoes and onion sets in.
Nice. And, you know, there's so many methods. I mean, this time of year is really neat because you're right. There is a lot of, like, unique plants like hostas and daylilies that maybe we're not thinking of as indoor as outdoor plants very often. And so this is kind of this window to do that. So that's really, really cool that you guys bring the bare root ones in.
Yeah, it's neat because there's so many varieties. And, you know, some people collect them. But it's so easier. I mean, it's so much easier to plant bare root. And, you know, it's just, it just is. And you've got a lot more, you know, variety to choose from because it doesn't take up as much space. So we try to take that opportunity, you know, every late winter, early spring to be able to offer some varieties that people, you know, might not otherwise.
Well, Diane, if I know my gardening style and a lot of our listeners' gardening style, our ears perked up when you said easier. You know, explain a little bit about how planting bare roots can be easier even than planting, you know, clothed roots.
Yeah. I mean, the same thing with bulbs. That's why I'm such a, you know, a bulb person. I really love bulbs because if you prepare your soil, which is, you know, sort of a ritual of late winter, early spring anyway, you need to prepare your soil and get it ready. Once you've done that, it's so easy to plant, you know, a bare root hosta. Pretty much you're just popping it in the ground. You've already, you know, done the hard work.
Right.
So I'm all for that, just really getting your beds ready. It's kind of like when you cook, if you like to cook, if you have all your ingredients and you get them all set up, then it's really fun, you know, to just, you know, get going. So it's the same thing with getting your soil ready.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I think they do have a lot of similarities together. That's really great. And I have on my gardening list for this week to plant my potatoes in the ground. I have some sea potatoes that have eyed up, and I'm ready to do it. And I want to talk through a few methods on that when we get back from this break. Is that cool? We can talk tomatoes?
No, potatoes. Sounds good.
Potatoes.
Yes.
All right, great. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio, 610-713-572-4610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
This is Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, located in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
That is right, 713-572-4610. Bottom of the hour here on Home Show Garden Pros. And talking with Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. Also, happy marathon day to everybody, marathon weekend. Marathon's tomorrow, so if you're running that, awesome job for you. Great work. You get your goals. You live your best life. Gardening is how I live my best life. Not much of a runner, but I do.
Me neither.
I like playing sports, like getting out there and kicking the ball around with my daughters or whatever. But, you know, just the jogging. It's like those people are amazing.
Well, gardening is great exercise, though.
That's true. That is true. I recently saw a wonderful OBATALK, that's the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, OHBA. They gave a presentation, and Bob Randall was talking about the the health impact exercise-wise of gardening. And I was really surprised because it was like jogging and gardening are similar. You have to garden for 3 times longer to get the same effect. So if you're doing a 15-minute jog, you would just garden for 45 minutes.
That's easy.
Yeah, it's actually like would be hard to when you get in the gardening groove, right? 45 minutes is kind of like, wait, that was so short.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's great mentally, physically. I just think it has so many benefits.
Absolutely, absolutely. But exercise is definitely one of them. So that's really awesome. 713-572-4610. Kind of talked a little bit about the break that we were going to get into potatoes. So potatoes are very popular food. Diana, I know you know that, but it's like such a popular food. And the season here in Houston is weird for it because it doesn't really fall in our normal fall, spring veggie seasons.
Yeah, I think the thing that I like about it is, one, you know, you can plant them now. And usually I'm harvesting mine right, you know, right around, you know, the time that I need more space for my tomatoes, you know, once they're starting to flower. So it's just sort of something that you can get going now. And it's really fun. And there's nothing more rewarding than being able to harvest enough potatoes to make a roast or to, you know, cook a meal for your family. That's really, really exciting. And it's really exciting for kids too.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing happens sometimes that you, you do your harvest and, you know, you don't get every root or little bitty sea potato. And next thing you know, the next appropriate season, there's new potatoes sprouting up and it's like,
right.
Starts all over again.
Right. So. Exactly.
Okay. So there's some potato. I'm going to try a new potato planting method this week. So I'm going to run it by you. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, I know that you plant the potato seed, you know, which is just an eye basically of a potato, and you know, it kind of puts the plant up. Once it gets about 4 or 6 inches, you cover it, right? Mm-hmm. You cover much, or I guess, is that right? Is that right? Do you cover then or you cover later?
I've done it both ways. I've done it where I don't actually cover it, where I plant them deeper. Mm. And then I've done it where I plant them more shallow and then cover as they start emerging. As you start seeing them emerge, just keep covering. And then once the foliage emerges, just let it go.
Gotcha. So what I want to do this time is dig pretty deep holes. So I have 10-inch beds and they have about 10 inches of soil in them. And I want to dig, you know, a 12-inch hole, basically, 10-inch hole, put the seed potato down there, and then I can cover it up to the top of the hole. Is that crazy? Mm-hmm. Is that a crazy idea?
No, not at all. I really think there's a lot of ways that you can grow potatoes. That's kind of the fun thing about them. And they do really well here. The most important thing, and you I'm sure know, is the soil. It needs to be loose and well draining. It can't, you know, it can't sit real wet. You want it to drain really well, and be nice and loose and lots of organic matter.
And then that's great. So talking about loose, well draining soil, that makes a lot of sense because you've got this meandering root that wants to go through the soil. What about the potato variety?
So they're not all for us. The great thing is that Yukon Gold does really well here.
Oh, that is great.
And that's a delicious potato. So, those do really well. The new potatoes, you know, the little red potatoes and the little white potatoes, which are, you know, have that really nice thin skin. Those do especially well. The big baking potatoes, you're not going to get.
Okay.
So, you know, I wouldn't hold out for the big bakers, but they do, you know, they do great and they make up for it in the productiveness, the smaller potatoes. So the reds, we do, you know, red Pontiac, red Lasota, Kennebec, even the little purple potatoes. There's a lot of neat ones. There's the blue potatoes. We'll get some of those unusual types. And those are especially fun for kids. And I do mine in really big bins. So I'll do them in, you know, like a 65-gallon or not necessarily that big, but in a big bin. And I have a little trick where I cut the side of the pot where I can kind of pull it back. And then I'll harvest potatoes from the bin and then leave the roots so that they can keep producing. Because sometimes you'll start to harvest and you'll get some really good sized potatoes and just some little babies.
Right.
So I try not to disturb those and I let those develop.
So you kind of take a portion, a meal out surgically.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so
they
cool.
do have some planting containers where, you know, they're zippable and you can zip the side down and then harvest that way. And that's especially fun for kids, but you can do them in, you know, tires. You can, I've seen people do them in garbage cans.
Right.
So I think number
of ways. That zipping thing sounds so interesting for kids. I mean, this is that season where it's so nice to do things outside and start getting outside, and man, what a great idea. And just, you know, I mean, I think of the potato onion season sort of as its own gardening season as well. You know, it's like we have five seasons of production in Houston because there's this random potato and onion season that falls here in, like, you know, early mid-January.
Yeah, and onions too. Easy. They're really easy to grow. But this is the season for them. This
Absolutely.
Is when you want to plant them. And there's always too many. So you just thin them out in between and use, you know, a lot of people don't realize you just use them as green onions. So you let the others develop and you harvest the ones in between, you know, and use them when they're young.
Yeah. Yeah. You're making space, but you're also getting produce. That's an incredible benefit of onions. Absolutely. Well, that's so cool. So, I mean, those are just very commonly used vegetables. So we're going to keep talking vegetables a little bit. For one more segment, because there's a lot to do right now in the veggie bed, a lot of planning to happen. 713-572-4610. We would love to hear from you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Explore the latest home and yard ideas. Fresh inspiration, all under one roof at the Sugarland Home and Outdoor Living Show next weekend at the Stafford Center. Meet Tom Tynan, Danny Milliken, and local experts for color, design, organization, and outdoor living. Attend home decor and floral workshops free with your admission. Home ideas, local experts, free parking, waiting for you at the Sugarland Home and Outdoor Living Show next weekend at the Stafford Center. Get a discount coupon at TexwoodShows.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a few moments. Good morning. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We can help you with your container design, your landscape, freshening it up, adding beautiful flowers. And if you just want to improve your grass, if you're late on your planting, we still have plenty of pansies available. I think our customers come to Plants for All Seasons again and again because they have a good experience from the minute they walk in the door and see the selection to the load-up boy that loads them up with a smile on his face. So whether you need help with lawn problems, weeds, trees, shrub health, veggie and herb gardening, or you just want to add beautiful flowers to your beds, pots, and hanging baskets, stop by. We're here to help you with all your lawn and garden solutions. The best way is if we can get our eyes on it. So take your pictures, bring your samples, and we'll help you come up with the best solution to your lawn and garden needs. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. And now back to Diane and Danny.
713-572-4610. Diane Bolnowski here, talking gardening. And Sherry's so right in that little thing she said about how it's so nice to have a cutting and a picture, whatever information you can get when you need information from these incredible co-op members. Diane, I mean, I'm sure you get people to come in all the time with a question.
Yeah, we do. I think I send a couple your way sometimes. That, you know, it's just there's a lot of variables in gardening. So, you know, you need to be able to see what's going on. I always do better if I can see how the plant is planted, especially a tree. If it, you know, if it's planted too deeply, if there's mulch piled up around the trunk, that kind of thing makes a big difference.
Absolutely. I mean, There are so many variables. I mean, like you just said, it is so true, from shade to water to slope to what plants are growing around it. You know, people that, well, I have some bugs on my blank. And, you know, as a pro, you can be like, well, that eliminates, you know, these 1,000 bugs, but it still gives us 5 options based on the type of plant. And every option has a different solution, which pest preparation is something that I want to explore a little bit. But right now we're in vegetable planting a little bit. And mostly it's just kind of like letting your fall harvest kind of grow to fruition, you know, not jumping the gun. Unless it's broccoli, and you do want to jump the gun on your broccoli. If your broccoli is full size, it's not going to get any bigger. Just eat it.
That's true. Yeah, harvest your vegetables. Things like Brussels sprouts, you know, they can be tricky. So I tend to harvest them as soon as I think that they're good enough to eat.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the same way. There's some new to me varieties of cabbage, where the head is a lot smaller, so you get like a softball size head instead of a, you know, bowling ball size head. And it's nice because you can just harvest it so much quicker. So on that,
I mean, it's great right now to get, you can, you know, lettuces, spinach is great right now. You can start a new crop of spinach and lettuce for the, you know, early spring season, radishes, all that. All of those early cool weather vegetables are great right now.
Yeah, they grow quick. They seed quick. You start to see them in a couple days even popping up from the seed. One thing that I'm thinking about doing, and you can tell me if it's crazy or not, I'm looking at the weather and I'm like, oh my gosh, are we seeing an early spring? Because I love fresh green beans from the garden. Love it.
Yes.
And so I always consider bush beans this incredible kind of transitional time to fill up some garden space that I'm always using garden space. But I was thinking about seeding some bush beans after this cold snap.
I actually think that's a good idea. Based on what I've seen or read in the weather, it looks like we're going to have a warm season soon. And beans do great. I love to grow all different types of beans. And that's another fun thing for kids, because they do really well and they're really prolific. And you just have to make sure you pick them.
Absolutely. You pick them and you've got a couple meals from each bush, or a couple servings, I guess.
So. Have you ever done the ones that that are purple? And then when you cook them in the saute pan, they turn green.
That's awesome. No, but I want to try now.
Yeah, so. Those are really fun and tasty.
Yeah, I love all those colored ones too. One thing about the yellow ones is they'll turn yellow when they're ready. You know, right when they're ripe, they kind of turn yellow and it's like, boom, harvest those. The Gold Rush.
Those are neat.
Big fan. Well, yeah. Awesome. Well, I have a lot more confidence now saying, you know what, I'm going to add some bush beans to my garden. It's going to happen next weekend. I love it. Diane Bolnowski here with us. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Danny Milliken here with Diane Bolanowski, Warren Southern Gardens. We've been talking veggies quite a bit because this is a really great time to start planning ahead. Tomatoes, but right now is a great time to do potatoes and onions. So, also, you know, Diane, you're always encouraging people to experiment a little bit. Like, hey, might as well try it.
Yeah, definitely. Strawberries. We'll get some bare root strawberries in. I really want people to experiment with bare root daylilies and hostas because a lot of people are like, oh, that looks weird. They look like little cigars, the roots of daylilies. And then it's amazing to people because they come up so quickly and produce such, you know, beautiful flowers. So I think that's neat. But bare root strawberries do really well. Asparagus.
It's awesome. I love it. Yeah. So try something new. Make sure it's something that you'll eat. I mean, that's kind of one of the kickers is you've probably there's some probably vegetable out there that you love eating that you haven't tried growing yet. So give that a go. With this warm season though, Diane, the pests this year, the mosquitoes, other pests might be pretty prolific. What are some things people can start thinking of planning for now to maybe like mitigate some of the pest problems to not ruin their gardening experience?
Well, I kind of have a ritual at the end of winter and also at the end of summer, and that's cleaning up. So, you know, I clean up around my beds, and I do use insecticidal soap, but I'll just use a really mild baby shampoo, something that doesn't have all that antibacterial and sulfites, and I'll just do a cleanup. So, you know, I'll spray down the areas because that soapy water, if you've got any eggs harboring, that'll suffocate them. So just, you know, good cleanup practices. And that, to me, that doesn't mean, you know, throwing away leaves or wasting organic matter. But it does mean, you know, checking out what's going on with the plants, cleaning up, you know, any unhealthy, you know, growth, and just a basic cleanup and getting in there and seeing what's going on. But doing a soapy spray, that's sort of part of my routine.
Right. Yeah, and that's awesome. I mean, one thing that I really try to do is the earlier part of the spring is places that were real wet and spongy. I really try to do a not a heavy treatment, but a treatment with Humates Plus, because what I want to do is deepen that root a little bit and remove some of the standing water that might be standing at ground level for a mosquito nesting site. So
that's
similar,
a great
same
idea.
Thing. It's very similar. It's like, you know, just every year you clean up ritual, you know, do this drench here, pull that out, open that up, you know, do that drench over there. So I love it. I love it.
Yeah, overall drainage issues, if you've got those, address them right now for a number of reasons, not just gardening.
Right. That's a great call. It's a little bit easier to find in winter too because the water didn't evaporate quite as quickly. Also, if people are planning their new beds or thinking of any updates, insectaries can be such a great way to kind of improve your pest population, pest reduction method. So getting some awesome plants in there that invite in the pests of the pests.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, this is the time where we talk about all the awesome stuff happening at Warren Southern Gardens. It's such a beautiful place. You guys seem to be developing new areas, showing off some new skills, but what's happening up there? John Panzarella's coming, right?
John's not coming. Our location.
You and I were talking about this planting series we've got, which I'm super excited about.
I would go definitely to see John Panzarella, but we've got MicroLife coming. We've got Greg Cooper on February 1st. Also, we've got our Secrets to Growing Great Tomatoes and Veggies with Jeremy Colas. That's coming up on the 29th. And he's just a wealth of information about growing, you know, all types of veggies. And he's super enthusiastic and likes to try a lot of new varieties. But we just, you know, we've got fruit trees coming next week. We just got in some gorgeous, really large, beautiful shade trees.
Awesome.
And we do planting as well. So, and we've got some beautiful house plants coming in next week. I'm pretty excited because, as you know, there's a house plant or indoor plant craze going on. So we have some really cool stuff coming next week. So we're pretty excited about that.
You guys currently have a lot of cool stuff. Every time I go in there, I'm like, man, they're so creative. All these great little designs, you know, it's little potting groups where it's like these would look great together. You know, you guys have a lot of great stuff and definitely an indoor plant destination shop as far as getting cute and creative indoor plants.
Yes,
and I'm
lots
all
of
on
succulents.
Board. I'm all on board that fad, that trend, that parade.
Yeah, I think it's great. Great. Any kind of gardening that you can do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything that leads people to a little bit more gardening, I'm a big fan of. Because, again, like you mentioned earlier, it's such a great, great pastime.
Yes.
Well, Diane, thanks so much for being on. Great job. As always, dishing out incredible knowledge, both broad and deep. So really love that. So great work.
Thank you, Danny.
Hope to see you soon. And I'll be up to Warren's to visit sometimes real soon.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, and it's that time again. That is time for Ask the Yard Geek with Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. Richard in Uptown writes, are there good organic pre-emergents for weed control, and when should I use them?
Richard, that's a good question. Honestly, there are better synthetic controls out there. We always use Barricade and Dimension. Those are the best pre-emergents on the market. However, they are synthetic. But since you asked, I'll tell you. organically, corn gluten meal is what we use for a pre-emergent for weed control. That comes in a powdery form. It's a meal form that's honestly a little dusty, but it comes in a big 50-pound bag. You can use that, or Soil Mender puts up a good product that's granulated that could be put in your spreader, and you
nice.
Can broadcast that in, and it'll do a decent job. With synthetic controls, we'll give you about 90% control of the weeds, keeping them from coming up. The organic version will give you about a 50 to 55% decrease in the weeds. So, you know, for an organic gardener, that's good, and that would work well. They need to be watered in, and they usually work for about 3 months at a time. So hope that answers your question. But, yes, that is the organic solution for an organic pre-emergent weed control. Folks, if you have any problems with your yard and you're looking for solutions, grab a picture or a sample and stop by Southwest Fertilizer. We have organic and synthetic solutions for almost every lawn and garden problem. We're easy to find, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or email me your question at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
We're growing something new at Home Show Radio.
Helping you get from to-do to done is what I do.
He's Tom Tynan.
He's Danny Milliken.
Saturday mornings, I'll help your garden grow with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Danny's teaming up with a cooperative of Houston's leading garden centers.
Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery, Warren Southern Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, and Buchanan's Native Plants.
Those folks are the Home Show Garden Pros. Join us Saturdays at 7 a.m.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.